Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Today, my loves, we are going to talk about astral projection. So here I want to read the question. What do you think about astral traveling? Is it safe? And here this lovely lady continues. I've seen it more and more on the internet. It caught my attention because of the picture of someone lifting out of their physical body. That happened to me several months ago while sleeping. I felt like I was being pulled out of my body. I said, "Stop, I'm not ready to leave yet." It immediately stopped and I woke up. It hasn't happened since then. What a fantastic question, because it is not only the question about astral travel, but it is also what happened to this lovely woman, as well as the way she reacted to it and the effect that it has. So let's deconstruct astral travels, astral projections a little bit. And if you are watching this now live or on the replay, I would love to know, you know, if you have any experiences with it, if you have any other questions surrounding this subject. Okay, so astral projection, what is it exactly? So, you know, we have our physical body, right? So our physical body is just the material, the physical representation of our energetic body. So our energetic body is also what we call the ka body. I know that many of you really love this transmission that is shared as part of the Golden Age membership and the portal. It's in your membership portal if you are one of my students. The ka body is a trans channel activation that's super potent because it is all about this, all about how to recharge the ka body as taught from ancient Egyptian tradition. So this ka body, this astral body, can also be called the energetic body, the pranic body, or the chi body. So it is the exact same blueprint as our physical body. So for example, there is this double me. If my ka body was not to leave this physical body, I would literally sitting next to me looking the same, right? Same hair, same thing, everything, because it is literally the copy paste. But what is the copy paste? Is the ka body the copy paste of our physical, or is the physical copy paste of the ka body, right? It's a little bit like the chicken and the egg scenario. We're not going to go too much into details here, but basically the ka body, the astral body, is what comes out of the body during astral projection. So here is the thing, is that in the teachings that me and my High Council share, we often start speaking light language because it means that we're going deeper into the channeling, the trance state is activated more and more deeply. I'm not going to trance channel here, but you know what I mean. I'm just getting more and more into the vortex because I want to be able to share with a high level of precision for this subject, which is fascinating subject. So there are many different schools, many different traditions around it. So what we want to offer in this transmission is simply an angle of perception of this practice of astral traveling, right? There are other schools out there. There are other people that think differently. And I would love to invite you to really tune into the possibility that no one is right, no one is wrong. I do not hold all the keys of truth, absolute truth, but neither do other people. It is simply perceiving reality and perceiving experiences from different angles, with different past experiences, different ways to channel, different ways to astral travel or not, and so on. Okay, so what I want you to be very mindful of is that when you receive information, when you receive a transmission from us, or anyone else, always come back to your sovereign heart. Come back to the feelings and sensations in your body. Learn to connect with your soul, with your intuition, and ask yourself, is this content relating to me? Is this content making me feel more expanded, happier, more activated in my divinity? Or is this content kind of like not aligning with me? I don't really feel like it. I feel like it's really intense. And basically, you feel like this is not a frequency match, because this is all that you need to do. It does not mean anything about you. It does not mean anything about any field of information. It's just that there is no quantum resonance, no law of attraction. This does not apply to you, right? So for me, the way astral projections and travels have been explained and taught with all the things that I read growing up and that I'm still hearing out there is not like 100% not aligned with anything that we share. This is the opposite. We activate greater levels of connection and embodiment in this current physicality. So for us, the practice of doing everything we can to extract our energetic body, our astral body from our body is like, why on earth would you do this? Literally. So yes, there are many people that have different reasons why they want to astral travel. They want to see themselves, you know, sleeping. They want to go into the different neighborhoods. They want to kind of like be like spies and observe other things. They want to go into other star systems. They want to learn more about death. They want to learn more about whatever. Well, all of that you can do from the body, because when you are really consciously activating the a separation between your energetic body and your physical body, what happens when the astral body leaves the physical body? The physical body is freaking empty. So is this physical body vibrating to the seventh dimension? No, it is not. It is not a physical body that has already anchored all the keys and alignment tools of the seventh dimension. No, it is a body that more likely resides still within the dimensional field of third and fourth dimension. Even fifth dimension is still not okay to do that. Because basically inside of you, you're going to have pockets of density. These pockets of density are going to be left unattended, and they vibrate at a certain level of frequency that attracts low frequency around you. So every single person, guys, really received it. Every single person I have worked with one-on-one or in group that has practiced astral traveling, every single one of them was completely plagued by huge amounts of entities and demons. That was freaking intense. So when someone would walk in, I would be like, what is going on with this person? Like the amount of like squatters present in different organs and different pockets. It's so intense. And this person is really scattered and all over the place, really ungrounded. And then bam, what do? Astral travel. So ABCs, like, please stop doing it. But because everybody thinks it's a spiritual practice and it's cool and it means that I'm powerful and so on, so people want to do it, I'm here to actually say the opposite. No. What we need in this current linearity with the current state of our humanity, which is pure and perfect in all of its imperfection, is actually to call more of us here, more of us in this reality. Because when you listen to this, listen, so many of us on a spiritual journey dream to connect to our galactic origin, dream to kind of like, oh my God, like this physical world is so intense. I just wish I could go back to the stars where I come from. I'm not really human and so on. So there is already, for many people, feeling really separated and ungrounded in this reality, feeling that we don't belong. So is trying to leave this body actually going to help that problem or reinforce it? It's going to reinforce it. It's going to literally reinforce, I don't want to be here, I want to leave, so let's leave this body. And so this body is unattended because I don't really like this body anyway. This body is annoying, this body is like a fat or skinny or whatever we treat the body. So the body left unattended is going to be a great host for all the freaking lost souls and demons walking around, and they are always there. always there, you know, because we are actually now, as we shift in a reality when there are more of them are coming out of hiding, as I say, because they have had enough of being here. Still, they look for host bodies. So when the body leaves, bam, you know, like dark souls, entities and so on can literally jump in the body, which is what I have witnessed all the time with all the people I have worked on. So when they come back to the body, they have to share a body. So there is a lot of fragmentation of the mind. People want to leave. People want to be somewhere else. And what is very vicious in this is that people believe that they are gaining mastery. People believe that they're becoming more powerful, that their gifts are more awakened because they're astral travelers. Like, you are not going to embody the power, the magnificence of your unique soul blueprint, of all your gifts, if you leave the body. It's not possible, because as you come back, you share this body with lost souls, entities, and so on. And as you come back, there is always this kind of like, oh my God, I'm in gravity, like gravity, I'm on Earth again. It's very challenging, because why do people astral travel? Ask yourself this question when you hear people raving about it. Most of the time, it's because they don't like it on planet Earth. So they are trying, it's like a pill, you know, they are trying to numb themselves or to find some excitement out of here. And, you know, I get it. I've had that as well, of like, oh my God, life is so intense on planet Earth. Can I be with my star family? Yes, you can. Learn the techniques of channeling through quantum journeys, where you are so present in the body, where your car body or astral body is actually so present that you feel it vibrating within you, that you feel your galactic friends, you feel your galactic being here in the body. When I trans channel, it is the opposite of astral travel. And my trans channeling is freaking epic. As I'm channeling this, also I might not be in trans state, but I'm way more embodied and activated than when I'm not channeling for you guys during this Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live or any of the programs that I run for all my students. So what I do is that I call more of myself. And for the last, like maybe 10 months, a year, I actually, when I'm in more and more deeper and deeper trance state, what happens is that as I am so present in my body, I can start perceiving the Arcturian in me. I perceive, as I look from within, I perceive gigantic eyes, I perceive three fingers. I feel very different, but I'm inside the body, because it is very much saying to our oversoul network, more of me here. More of me here. Pay attention to this incarnation. This incarnation is the incarnation that you need to pay attention to, because we are here to walk a path of mastery, to call in more of us so we can fulfill together our soul mission in physicality, because we freaking love humanity, because we are born for a reason in this planet, in this body right here, right now, because we are not here to bail out before our time. We are not here to say, no, physicality is too hard, too intense. Oh, I just want to leave because I feel so separated. I want to be with God. I want to astral travel to explore my powers. No, no, no. Call more of you here. And as you call more of you here through greater level of soul alignment, through channeling your soul, through channeling who you are here and now, through encouraging tremendous, vivid spiritual experiences from within the body, everything becomes so much more alive. You can literally feel it in your womb. You can feel it in your cells. You can feel it everywhere around you. It's like, I am freaking here on planet Earth. World, watch me rise, because I'm an old soul, I'm galactic coded, I'm a dragon, I'm a master, and I'm rising to be the full expression of my full potential and amplify my soul mission day after day after day. So if anything, we leave astral travel at the door and we do the opposite. We say, come here, come here, come here. Saying this, I want to also deconstruct a little bit more the different benefits that would come from astral travel. Astral travel, one of its benefits is to actually realize that there is this copy-paste, this energy copy-paste of our physical body that can leave the body at will. And that is something that is wonderful, because we need to understand that indeed we have this very powerful field of energy, which is our car body, astral body, chi body, whatever we want to call it, and that we can use it. We can use it to here, we can use it to activate higher versions of ourselves. This is through the process of co-creation with other alternate realities, because this scar body has access to all other versions of me. So if I understand how to perceive this body within me and to activate through my fifth dimensional heart portal connection with other versions of me, I can then perceive quantum entanglement happening through the merging of our car body structure, and therefore the car body present within me will be actually vibrating at a much higher level of frequency, which is the frequency of this other version of self that I am living in a reality where I live in the fifth of seventh dimensional field. So you get what I'm saying, right? The car body, the astral body, is freaking epic. Let's learn about it. Let's understand this architecture. But this is what I specialize into, because all of this is channeled, right? So we specialize into training you to understand your current architecture so you can make conscious choices about where and how you place your energy. I always say, place your energy, place your time, place your money into getting to know yourself and into learning how to channel you, yourself, so you can make decisions that are in alignment with who you are and with your soul mission. And so it is so much easier to make decisions as such when we are not swayed by information we receive from one place to another place. So I'm so grateful for this question about, is astral traveling safe? Because this person, what she shares after, let just me repeat here what she shares. So she shared that, astral body, astral travel, it happened to her several months ago while she was sleeping. So she felt she was being pulled out of her body. And then she says, stop, I'm not ready to leave yet. And nothing happened. So what happened? Here is something amazing to know. When we sleep, our astral body, our car body, can actually decide to go and receive cosmic surgery from our galactic team. And so for some of us, this astral body leaves the physical body to go receive cosmic surgery and then comes back in the body. This is what happened a lot to me, for example, when I was little. This is what also people can refer to when they think about alien abduction and things like that. Often it happens through the car body. So basically our physical body is in a paralyzed state in the bed. We are pinned down there. And what happens is that the car body leaves to go on a ship or to go somewhere else to receive cosmic surgery and then comes back. It can also happen in the room. So when we perceive that, we can always say, no. This astral body stays here. So you need to come around me in my room. Thank you very much to give me cosmic surgery. Or you need to put in place. And when this happens this way, very often there is mechanism in place that actually protects the body from low frequency invaders, those souls and demons that are like, oh, look, a free body, let's go there. Because our galactic team and our soul are advanced enough at that stage to create still. Invasion happens. I have seen it. Okay. But if you feel when you sleep or at any time that you are leaving your body and it makes you feel uncomfortable, say so. I don't want to leave the body. And exactly, she said in her like half asleep state, dream state, I am not ready yet. And here she was talking about, I feel perceived the death experience, you know, because the car body is what leaves the body after the physical vessel dies, you know. And so this car body returns to source. So, for example, ascended masters, they have mastered the art of preserving their car body so the car body can stay as such for a very long period of time. This is why people can mention seeing the Virgin Mary or Buddha or Babaji or, you know, Jesus and so on. It's because they reach a level of mastery where basically their car body lives on for, you know, eternal times because it is very advanced and supercharged. Okay, we're not going to go into details here. To supercharge the body, to be able to maintain its integrity as it is outside the physical vessel, these masters, They underwent lifetimes after lifetimes of very advanced trainings in ancient mystery school. They were not just a dude who read something on the internet and says, I'm gonna freaking leave my body because I've had enough of this, or just because I'm curious, you know? No, 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 no. They trained from a young age, life after life, to dare be able to handle what was going on. So astral travel, yes, it is possible. It can be done in a safe way. It can be extremely powerful, but it is not accessible to us. We need to really actually sober up to the level of mastery and spiritual advancement that we have right now. I would not astral travel, yet I've been doing, you know, spiritual work for a very long time in many lives before. Simply because I'm aware that out there energetically is pretty chaotic right now. No, I am not here in a sacred ancient temple where everyone around me is actually on a path of mastery and ascension. No, I'm surrounded by lovely humans. There's nothing wrong with these humans. But all of them are processing. There's like lots of violence and aggressivity all over the planet right now. I'm not going to leave my vessel, so any kind of like a dark frequency in the soul can take over it. No, thank you very much. This is my body. This is the body that my soul, in co-creation with the consciousness of this realm, have created so my soul can have an experience. So I'm gonna freaking stay here. I have had many experiences with my Kai body over the years. I want to share a beautiful story with you. The difference between astral travel and quantum journeys, astral travel, you literally remove the Kai body from your physical body and you travel out there. And you can, like most people will not really be able to really powerfully traveling through the quantum, they would just hover around here, you know, around physical realms. Quantum journeys, you stay in the body, it's like a meditation, it's a guided journey, you can go very, very far. So this is what I do in my programs. My programs are filled with epic, guided, safe quantum journeys. We can open portal and gateways, people stay in the body, you visualize things, you feel things, you are here, but you are also connecting to a version of you that is traveling out there, but there is no such thing as the car body leaving, okay? In one of my past lives, I was in ancient Egypt, but I was actually not born in ancient Egypt. I was born in like the corner of Africa, and I could see myself as a young child, and I was from a very affluent family. And my mother and my father were both trained in ancient mystery school. My mother had been trained by Isis. She had been a member of the Isis community all her life. And so I was absolutely fascinated. I was born from her, and I knew straight away, and she knew as well, that I was also going to be a disciple of Isis. And so from a young age, I would just beg and beg and beg, please, you know, can I join the mystery school? But it was always, no, you're too young, you're too young, you're too young. So when I finally reached an age that was possible, we went, you know, we took this long journey, me and my parents, to go and see Isis. Isis at that time had already passed 300, so her 300 years old. So her lifespan on planet Earth was slowly coming to an end, and we knew that. So I really wanted to make the most of her and know her, because I knew that she was my soul family from the Syrian Star Nation. So I went, and then I could see her like so vividly. She was walking with so many of her disciples along the Nile. And I came, and I was supposed to wait with my mother and my father for her to reach us. But there, I was a child, you know. I started running like crazy, and I yelled, Isis, Isis, I'm here. And then she saw me, and then she stopped, and then she opened her arms, and we hugged, and then she came down to her knee, and we cried, and we laughed, because we just recognized each other from the Syrian Star Nation, and she had been waiting for me, and she also loved my mother very much. And so it was a little bit like, oh, child, you know, you're not supposed to do that. You know, she's an ascended master, but it was so much familiarity and soul sister recognition there. And so then I stayed there for maybe like around, I would say 15 years, 20 years in that mystery school, and that's all I did. I trained under Isis. But keep in mind that it was not my first lifetime doing that. You know, I had trained under Isis and Hathor in many ancient civilizations, Sirius, Arcturus, and other star systems. And so all that life, the whole purpose of that life was for me to learn to master the Ka body. astral projections and things like that, because it would become very handy for all the subsequent life. So I needed to understand the mastery of leaving the body on purpose at the exact time, so the trauma inflicted to the body would not be so penetrating and distorting that it would take me in a lifetime after lifetimes to basically clear the pain and the trauma from the things that I was going to experience in future lives. So I knew that I was going to experience deep, intense trauma in future lives, and I needed to have a tool that was a very advanced tool so my car body would live and would observe the physical body being tortured and raped and burned at the stakes and dismembered and all of the things, while being outside the body. So I would see the body still suffering, I could hear the body screaming and things like that, but as the car body observing that, the imprint would be reduced to the minimum. So I trained for that, and it was again not the first lifetime, and so I did that and I mastered it. And the ultimate test was when I was in my 20s, I just left the community. And I walked along the Nile, and I went into the desert, and all that I did was to find death, that what had been planned for me as the ultimate initiation, the ultimate initiation. And I did that in many lifetimes, because guess what? I failed and failed and failed into many lifetimes. So I came back again. I was like, okay, let's try this again, right? And so as I was walking, I found myself, you know, just walking alone. At this time, you know, I was not afraid of anything. I knew what was going to happen. And when I was at some stage in the desert, I knew that the day had come. So I went there and I started calling the great snake. And it was this gigantic snake that came to me. And I was not afraid, but my senses were really heightened, right? And so this snake was a gigantic cobra snake. And we had this whole conversation, and the snake said, okay, so now do your preparation. Let's do this. Are you ready? I'm so happy and grateful to be there for this initiation. I trust that you can do it. Let's do it together. I'm here for you. You can do it, okay? So the snake was there as a friend, you know? And so I did all of these breathing techniques and so on. I was quite weakened because of so many days of walking, you know, in the heat with not much food and drink. So I was already kind of in this state. And so with all of that, I did everything that I had learned. And so ultimately I say, go for it. And so what the snake did is that the snake literally bit me straight into the heart, and I felt a poof, and then I felt the poison spread everywhere. And I just had like a few minutes to master the art that I had trained for lifetimes after lifetimes. And then in that life, it happened. I saw myself, and as I'm sharing this, is like full on goosebumps everywhere. I can just feel it so much. I saw myself gathering all of the energy, my life force energy, supercharging my car body. And then I went through an opening that I had created, which is above the head, slightly to the right. And I came out of my body. And I came out of my body as the astral projection, as the car body, and I overlooked my body as it started shaking because of the venomous poison of the snake. I had foam coming out, and the pain of the body was excruciating. And I watched my body die. And then that was it. My body died, but I was literally in my car body. I was alive. I was present in my car body, like my body was dead. And so I mastered that art, and I went back, and Isis was so happy, but I was in my car body and I could not stay long in my car body. I hadn't reached advanced enough mastery to be able to preserve that car body. And it was not my path. My path always been coming back in physicality, coming back in physicality. You know, it's my sole purpose is that. So in the subsequent life, that was an art that became very handy, because I can tell you, I chose many lives that were freaking hard. And so often I would see myself being tortured, being raped, being dismembered, being burnt, being like all the things. Again and again, I would leave my body and observe to reduce the amount of trauma. That is the power. That is really the good thing about learning to astral travel, right? But that comes from extremely intense training for a specific purpose. It is not just like, oh, I'm going to read something on the internet and do this little training about astral travel that's like maybe a month or 5 months, and then I'm going to astral travel. Because of what? Because it's ego-based. I'm sorry to say, but most likely it is ego-based. Or like it comes from a desire to connect with something different, which is not ego-based. Let's not be too intense here, Sandrine. Is it? But you know, it's like, what are the intentions for astral travel? All of that you can do in the body in a safe way, so you don't dissociate with this physicality. You don't create even more fragmented consciousness. You don't allow low frequency being to squat your body, and you don't disempower yourself. Because the way astral travel is being taught now, we actually think like there's a lot of like thing happening around that, like, oh, it makes you more powerful and so on. But actually, to me, it's very disempowering, because it says that you cannot be who you are and have epic connection with other realms, other realities, with your soul, with your soul mission, if you are present in your body. As if there was something wrong with being present in the body. For freaking sake, we came here to be embodied in physicality. Ascension in humanity is happening through ascending with the body, not by leaving the body. Okay, so astral travel to me is a big no, no, no. This is why I teach the way I teach, because we refine this arm. Because what I share is not coming from, it is not an opinion that I have. Again, it is what I have witnessed from working with so many people who do astral projections. And oh my goodness, not one of them was grounded. Not one of them was powerful. Not one of them was on mission. Not one of them was vibrating at a high level of frequency. All of them were completely scattered, ungrounded, had no idea what to do. They were really struggling with being human, and their body was filled with entities and demons that we had to clear. All of these sessions, most of what happened was clearing, clearing, clearing. Then making people understand, like, please don't astral travel. What you need is to embodiment practices, is to be like, yeah, oh my God, I'm in my body. This is so amazing. Then, how can I access other realms while being in the body? And this is what I teach. This is the art of channeling. This is the art of being so present in our body that our body becomes the tool of our ascension journey, not the enemy that we need to leave at all cost. Okay? So when we are so present inside the body, then what happens is that the car body gets also supercharged and activated. It is very much, if you think about having like an orgasm, or like a powerful Kundalini experience. Kundalini experience can be quite traumatic as well, I know. But you know, like this thing of like, oh yes, you know, like it's so freaking good, like literally an orgasm, you know. You reach very high level of consciousness, and your car body is supercharged. This is also one of the tools, actually, in a healthy way, astral project after. This is what Jesus and Mary Magdalene used in terms of tantric connection with one another to supercharge their car body. So through the act of intimate sexual connection, we can consciously direct this energy to supercharge our car body, our astral body, our pranic body. And so what it happens is that it gets so supercharged with very high level of frequencies that this gets redistributed in our systems, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. It is literally activate the God in us, the God, the goddess, through ecstatic physical expression. This is a lot of like the ancient sacred tantra is about, okay? So I want you to remember that everything that we share, yes, this subject, I'm very aware, can be controversial, but that's all right. You know, we're not here to round the edges, and we are not here to please everyone. I'm just here sharing an aspect of truth, knowing that this is what we share. Other people can have other opinions. Other people can have different experiences. It does not have to be like extremely negative for everyone. And I really accept. And for me, I don't encourage astral projection. I'm actually pretty like, let's not do this. But I also really refrain from judging, because I know very well that as a human being, I still have certain, you know, templates and things like that. And I have simply my own unique experience. But with like all of this past life I have access to, with all of these people I work with my High Council of Light, which I'm channeling right now, with what it is that they share, I have learned to trust that. I have learned to feel that. And I've learned to just share my truth because it will resonate with a certain pool of people that also align with it. So if you align with what I share, great. If you don't align with what I share, great. You know, find what you align with. Allowing other people to have other opinions and experiences is very important because we live in a world where everything is done to create more separation, you know, what's true, what's not true. I'm here to really bring the unified feedback and to say like, look, you know, there are 8 billion of people on this planet. It's 8 billion different expression of God. We are all unique, perfect and beautiful in all of our imperfection. We are all beings of the light. Some have very high light quota. Some have very small light quota. We are all here to remember who we are, to find greater level of love and connection with others and with ourselves. Like basically, I really feel this. To me, the truth that we are here, all of us looking in our own unique ways to have just a good life, you know, for ourselves, for our family, for humanity. And we do it in different way. Okay? Oh, I love this question. This question is slightly different from the theme of today. So remember, email me your questions at info@sandrines.com so I can answer these questions during this session that happens every week at the same day, at the same time, the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. I absolutely love answering your questions. Advice on how to fully listen to your guide. Look, yes, I have many advices. This is all. So what I specialize into, so I have many different programs and trainings, and this is a very vast subject, okay? We need to train for it. It's not me giving like a few advices here and there that's going to make a difference. Yes, it can make a difference. This is why I share these short things, but it is like with everything. How can you draw incredible piece of art? Well, I can give you the basics, like you need a pen and paper and you need this technique, but then comes the art of actually doing it, right? So the art of channeling is an art that needs to be taught, that needs to be learned, that needs to be refined. If it's not accessed there, and a lot of people still who channel do it in a very non-specific way, and they channel all sorts of weird ass frequencies, and these messages are not aligned at all to high level of frequency. Difficulty trusting. Yeah. Let me check here. We do not need to seek separation from our body, and our conscious awareness is our power to be responsible for. Yes, I love this. So look, coming back to this question about guides, how to connect with guides, because you're newly awakened and having difficulty trusting, that's like do the inner work. Do the inner work to trust yourself. Do the inner work to connect to your heart portal, to your pillar of light, to your learn first sovereignty and soul alignment. Once you connect fully to your soul, when you are soul aligned in your sovereign pillar of light, then you can start connecting with your guides, okay? Because it is done from a place of alignment. So when we are aligned, we know that we are, because we know also what it feels like not to be aligned, you know? So this is a vast subject. I would say that if you struggle, like if you're newly awakened and if you struggle to trust, it is because simply you are not ready. You are not ready to fully go into that. So first, do the groundwork of soul alignment, of healing, of clearing density. And then after that, connect more and more and more to the channeling world, you know, like to understanding how it works. So this is, again, what I teach and I train people in my programs for that. There are four different programs around channeling. So there is something for everyone. From the most advanced codex, which is IRIA, Ascension School of Channeling, which is for people who are already pretty advanced on their spiritual journey, who've been like doing so much healing work, they pretty much, you know, feel like they've done with it. And then I have also the Portal program, which is really like the key program to properly train to activate and amplify channeling abilities to elevate our personal lives as well as our soul mission. Then there is the mini portal. We are going for a rebranding. And so the mini portal is now called the Golden Age Membership. That is the first entry level. Here you have a huge database of many different videos. We work a lot on soul alignment. We work on channeling, on intuition, on spirit guide connection, and on connection with soul mission. So this is the first entry program. We have one session a month for group mentoring. And then for the ones who actually want to be channels of light themselves to facilitate extraordinary sessions for others and for groups, then I have a 3-month intensive that includes a 2-week retreat in Bali with me. And this is also open for registration. So you see, we have 4 different programs to teach this, okay? I found your channel when I searched Sovereignty on Era of Light. I love this. Life-changing since I've been taking your program. Thank you so much. Thank you, Yancy. I love that you're here. Thank you for your words. Thank you so much for this question. So regarding you, a lovely person, BT, who have asked this question about spirit guides and trusting yourself more, please send me the question by email, because I can like tune in and I can do like a mini workshop on it next week, okay? So even though, of course, I cannot teach what I teach in 6 months and 1 year program in an hour or like half an hour, I can definitely share some basics on how to trust ourselves more to connect with our spirit guides, because we want it. We love it. We love them. thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your presence. Yes. Remember to subscribe. So subscribe to this channel, but also subscribe to the mailing list so you receive reminders of this this weekly session. And you also receive the replay of this episode directly in your email after. And it's all of it for free. This is sponsored by the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a non-for-profit. And you can support us if you choose to do so. We always need more support because this show is produced entirely free and edited and all the things and shared on podcast thanks to my lovely assistants and some also other people that co-create with me. So all of that requires time, energy, and money. And this is why your donations are so appreciated. You can donate because it is a non-for-profit and all the donations go into the production of this show. And I would love to make this show even better. So I thank you in advance. You can find the button on the replay of this episode. It's going to be below, but also on the website goldenagespiritualministry.org. There is a button for donation. So thank you very much in advance. If that feels aligned to you, we appreciate. If you're interested to work with me and my High Council of Light to refine the art of channeling, please come. We'd be so happy for you to join our community. Again, we have 4 different programs, so we have something for everyone. We can go on a call, an alignment call with me, and we can tune in to find the most aligned program for you. All right, so I send you lots of love, and I hope to see you next week again for this live. Remember, subscribe to the mailing list so you receive the replay, and you're also reminded to send me your questions so I can answer your question during the live. Thank you for joining. Enjoy the rest of your day. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.